Definitely a bittersweet for me, Donald, but listen, a very proud and going to be a very very honourable day for myself today to be presented mayor of Letlhakenny Milford Municipal District, and something that I'm really, really looking forward to. And I suppose, listen, we all know how this panned out, and I suppose, to be quite honest, I didn't see myself that to begin with as a sitting councillor, which was an honourable day to take on the seat from day one. But, you know, listen, we're all fully aware of what happened, and we lost my own brother, Manus councillor, Manus Mandy Kelly, in Donegal International Rally in 2019. And listen, I'm going to today be presented with the chain of mayor, and it's something I'll wear very proudly, and something that I really want to honour to my late brother Manus, but not only to my late brother as well, Donald. I want to honour to my father as well, councillor Donald Kelly, that took on the seat. It was a very honourable thing for him to do, to go on his son's seat at the time, and that's something, you know, I feel very strongly about. And I know under different circumstances my father would have been a great man for the role, as like Manus, that never got the opportunity to carry out his role, to show everybody the full potential he had, which I know and everybody else knows he had. But listen, I also want to take this on a very honourable moment as well, and present it as well, and carry it on for the very dedicated Canvas crew that got behind Manus at the time. And I mean, they tracked the roads, they blackened the roads, and they knocked on every door at the time, and you know, their support was really appreciated, and I know much Manus appreciated. And for me to take on this role as mayor of Letlhakenny Milford Municipal District today, it's a great honour, and something I will honour and carry through for my constituents as well, to the best of my ability.
In terms of what lies ahead, I mean, you know, it's an interesting time perhaps to be involved in politics. There are a lot of problems there. There's a lot of issues there. You've always said that you're a man who's focused on solutions. You're a man who's focused on making things better for the people of Letlhakenny and Milford. Are you looking forward to that challenge? Because people will be looking to you now and asking, Donald, Mandy Kelly, what do you have to say here?
Yeah, Donald, listen. It's something I really look forward to represent the people to the best of my ability, which I said I would do from day one, and I'd like to think I'm doing that, and I'm pushing hard and working hard. But listen, you're right, there's a lot of issues here at the minute. You know, we have a serious housing crisis here at the minute, and not only in Letlhakenny but throughout the county, and I suppose maybe the country for that matter. But listen, we all know about the cost of living at the minute is ridiculous, and that's something, you know, that I really want to focus on, to see, along with my colleagues here in council as well, to keep pushing hard to try to reduce the cost of living. You know, we're working hard there at the minute with the county development plan, also Letlhakenny town plan, and you know, we're pushing hard as councillors, and I will continue to push as well to try to get the construction going here to increase more houses within the municipal district as well. To, you know, we have a lot of people on the housing list there, and you know, we need to try to get these people housed, and you know, that's something I want to focus on. We also there, you know, we're fully aware of the biggest crisis to ever hit this county is the mica. And something that, you know, I have always been 100% behind the people, and will continue to be 100% behind them. There's no doubt in my mind that the people deserve 100% redress. And, you know, along with my colleagues, we have all been working hard, and we'll continue to work hard to try and get 100% redress for these people. We also have another situation there, Donald, as well, that I see, and that's the agriculture sector at the minute. I mean, I'm a farmer myself. I know that how hard things and how tough things is at the minute. We have the likes of fertiliser, meal, you know, everything is just increasing in prices, you know. And so something that I have been engaged in on numerous occasions with Minister Charlie McConnell-Logue, you know, to try to get the best possible solutions for farmers to help them through this tough time as well. And that's something that I want to focus on as well, because as I say, I'm a farmer myself, and you know, there's a lot of hurdles to be jumped there at the minute, and increasing prices. And you know, I would like to see a good solution put in place for all farmers throughout not only Letlhakenny, Milford, Municipal District, the county and the whole country.